Well, Alize, happy birthday, first of all.
Thank you.
Great win today. It was very tough. How did it feel up there?
Well, today it felt a bit weird because I felt that I was not playing my best level on the court, especially to close up the match at the end of the second set. I got a little bit tired and I was hitting the ball not so well, so it was pretty frustrating for me to go in the third set. But, you know, I went to change at the end of the second set and I really tried to calm down and get back on court with a better attitude and trying to stay positive, which was not easy. I'm really glad I could make it and finally get through this tough match.
It was very hot out there. Do you think that influenced your level of play as well?
Not so much. It was hot, but I really played in some tougher conditions, especially in China where it's very humid. So I'm used to it, and I don't think it was. It was affecting my game, you know. I just got tired. It happens sometimes, and the good thing is that I could get back on court and play better in the third set.
You will play Dominika Cibulkova in her front. Have you played her before?
We played last year in Miami, but I was injured on this match, so I couldn't play 100%. It was a tight match though, because I fought as usual. She's obviously a really tough opponent. She's a finalist from last year, and I know she loves playing here. She feels very comfortable on this court, so it will be a tough match for me. But I'm ready for a big battle again, and I really believe in my chances.
I know there's still this match and this tournament, but in a couple of weeks time you're going to play Fed Cup.
Yeah.
What are your thoughts about the Italian team?
First of all, it's really, really hard to go play on clay at that time. It's good because it's really close from home, only 2 hours drive from where I live. So I'm happy about that. But the thing is that playing on clay at this time in the middle of the hard season is really hard. Then it's going to be the same for the Italian team for sure. But I think we definitely have our chances on this tie. Caroline is in good shape. I am too. Christina is still playing good and especially very good double player. And, well, I think that we can win this match. I hope so. It's not going to be easy. It's one of the best teams in the world. But, you know, it's always very special to play in Fed Cup, and we will all give our best.
How will you celebrate your birthday today?
Sleeping. Recovering in my bed. There is a party actually tonight. There is another players' party. I saw that a couple days ago. I was like, yeah, I'm going to go to celebrate my birthday. And right now I'm like, I'm never going to go. I'm just going to stay home and try to recover from this match. Or maybe if I find the motivation in a couple hours, maybe I'll make a little tour, but it's not sure.
Alize, sorry for saying that, but you broke my heart.
Because what? You're in love with Alertova?
I tried to be in love with you. I tweeted one time during the Ask Alize about Katowice.
Do you know, I had so many Ask Alize, I couldn't answer all of them. I have good news for you. I'm coming to Katowice this year.
It's confirmed?
It's confirmed.
Yeah.
I'm really glad I can go back there to defend my title, yeah.
Okay, great. And it's official now.
It's what?
It's official now.
Did you sign it? Not yet, not yet, but I can tell you I will go.
Okay,
it's a scoop.
English or finished?
France.